She doesn't have a very strong base, does it? We're talking about your logic and how baseless it is. Yes, because your logic is based upon the pieces of logic that a non-philosopher could understand. Because logic is based on philosophy, right? Philosophers thinking logically will do it, but normal human being doesn't act logically, acts instinctively. The animal is here. What about that one? You see? So Rumi knows this. He's a good teacher. He knows that I prove my point step by step by step. I repeat it enough for that lady to grab it. Not as a meaning, because the meaning is not for that lady. As thinking too, the meaning is for the heart, and the heart will open itself. With what? With the practice. And of course, this lady will influence your practice, although your practice is already decided for. You have decided to practice a special way, therefore you are here and you are listening to him, right? So he will repeat himself. But it's not repetition, because repetition is boring. It gradually changes the tone, because we finished the first half of this. Was a complete analysis of a human dilemma. Was it or not? Is there anything else? You will see nothing is left out. We said it. But it's not as easy to be said, to be done. Doing it, it needs a lot of other stuff. We said it. We explained it. You understood it. Then what? Then you will act upon it? No. How? Other temptations are all there, and each will find a priority in time, in situation. This is how animal life goes. You decided to change all this. Even you should change. That decision maker is going to change. How? This is why it needs a lot of time. And he will make point by point by point, step by step by step, will lead your brain to dig deeper. We are not going forward anymore. From now on, we'll go deeper. I will repeat this at the end of book one. And that's why he did, one of the reasons he did it. I imagine a lot of reasons for Rumi to stop this teaching for 2 years. With no explanation at all. None. He will give you a very amazing explanation himself. In this book, historically there is none, there are some nonsense, as I have told you. He will say, you need time to transfer from blood to me. Right or wrong? Without quitting the wound, you are feeding it blood. And that's it. You have to come out. That's it. The rest of this book is the way you have to come out. So the problem is one. Because the problem was what? You and your intelligence fighting each other inside of you. Duality inside a single human being, right? The answer was, come out. But you have to convince that intelligence of you to try to come out. And that intelligence of you believes that belongs to you, and you are periphery of that intelligence, which is natural. This is what it is. The rest, we are talking about how to come out. How did he explain it? He didn't do it this way. Because this is very short. This short version doesn't work because you accept it and forget it. First he said, okay, first of all, let me tell you about this phenomena of peer. Now I'm going back and actually explaining this paragraph by paragraph again. Then we hear it, okay? In the first paragraph he said, let me tell you about this peer. This phenomena is good luck. We labeled it peer not because of the age, because that looks good for maturity. With that, we mean there is a better thing out of you. That's all we're saying. So this peer we talk about is not about age. That was the first paragraph, right? He cut it and he added another thing to it, which was the paragraph of Ali. He chose Ali as a disciple and Prophet as a teacher. Why? He wanted to say at the even highest level of education, this rule applies. One. Remember the reason behind all these trial, all this explanation of Rumi is because someone in you doesn't accept this. Now it's silent, right? But when you go out and you start to talk, that someone in you will come out and say, I am the center of the universe. When it comes to a certain point, that fellow will say, I don't need this, because I know this, I'm good. He said, let me put it this way. Even if you are the best of the best of the best, let's say Ali, because he was famous for this, he brought it here, do not forget that he will come back to this Ali at the end of book one. It will end with the story of this Ali. He will bring this Ali as the best fellow, the most pure one, right? It's not by accident. Here he will say, even if you are that Ali, you need to come out. Which part of you doesn't like this? Is there any part of you that you didn't like this saying? Yes. The one in you, which we call self-esteem, self-dependency, self-acknowledgement, self-respect, all of that. Did you hear what I said? What did I say? What did I counter?
Self.
Remember? Mm-hmm. Because self has so many faces. Mm-hmm. And all are wrong. Mm-hmm. Because that self is the source of being selfish. But it will be decorated, we'll see it later, as a very old lady who sticks the pieces, golden pieces of Quran to her face to look pretty. The logic will try to defend its position with what? With all of that. Self-respect, self-reliability, self-esteem, self-dependency. Which one is negative? All of them! These are selfish stuff! Logically, somewhere in the animal life, yes, we are talking about being selfless, and this self understands. Therefore, the first paragraph was explaining why you need someone out. First, you have to acknowledge that there is one outside better than you. then that's difficult. Then if even you are the best of the best, you have to come out. You have to be in a shadow of someone. You have to be patient. Suddenly the patient, why? Exactly the point. That self is in rush, right? The only thing yourself does not like is to wait for something and be patient. Because it's like telling a hunting dog, sit down and keep sitting here. It doesn't work because it's a hunting staff. That's what self is. It will be explained in this. Then say, okay, two paragraphs, you almost understood it, right? And you remember last time that I read it fast, I pointed out to some other points in here. But the conclusion was simple. You have to lose some stuff, scrap some stuff, to become shining. Shining is the point. He talked about this shining. And you as a good student remember what? I think you remembered when I read it, when he talks about become shining, become a mirror. I told you the honest, simple explanation of a mirror is something that doesn't show itself, isn't it? He talked about this mirror when? Any of you? You cannot remember it from this class because we didn't read it. Right at the beginning, remember that beginning that we didn't read and said, that's the stuff reading. It ended with this, that the mirror should shine and reflect, and you know why your mirror is not reflective?
It's covered in rust.
Because it's covered in rust, right? Here again he said, you have to come out for that. Ah. The lady up there said, okay, no. I know you. Coming out doesn't mean that we have a red carpet for you. We want you to come out to polish you. Means we are using sandpaper. We are using even the hammer and
chisel,
yes. That's how it is. Because you have to lose something which is stuck to you, it's a part of you, and it's painful, like it or not, because that is not the condition. Remember, having the tattoos on your shoulder, you need to be really brave. These were the first three paragraphs, remember it? And in it, Rumi was talking about what? One subject only, really, honestly. This was that you have to come out. The first step is to let go of that curling around yourself. You need to come out. These are the messages, three paragraphs, right? Let's hear these three paragraphs. You need the first paragraph.
And so...
Wait a minute.
The qualities of the fear, or...
The verse is actually in 29:32.
Concerning the qualities of the fear?
Yes.
Okay. Concerning the qualities...
Wait a minute. Oh. What's wrong here? You don't have the book?
Yes, here. Which one?
The new one is 237.
Concerning the qualities of the pure.
Safi, you need to see you have to go.